Chapter 1. The circus had arrived in town. While it was a rather small and somewhat run-down affair, the citizens of the rural Kansas town still made their way through the gate, eager to escape their dull and gray lives, if just for a few minutes, and enter a world of wonder. Horse-drawn buggies were parked outside, while farmers and their wives strolled the midway, taking in the sights. A strong man accepted an iron bar from his beautiful wife and, gritting his teeth, slowly bent it. Farther down, a carnival worker shouted to passersby, encouraging them to come and see the gun-slinging, sharp-shooting honey-pie of the Wild West, Miss Betty Lou Gumption. Suddenly, one voice rose above the others. It was coming from in front of a medium-sized exhibition tent. "Right this way, folks!" the man in front of the tent called out. "Come and meet a master of magic and prestidigitation! He has traveled the world and baffled the crown princes of Europe! He will amaze! He will astound! In 5 short minutes, the great Oz will awaken from his deep meditative trance, and the show will begin!" Intrigued, people made their way into the tent, paying the man as they went. He smiled. It was going to be a good show. Behind the tent, inside a wooden trailer belonging to the Great Oz, a beautiful young woman was applying her lipstick. "I always knew I was destined for showbiz. Now look at me, a magician's assistant. Just a few minutes ago, I was selling oil cakes on the midway."
"Opportunity comes when you least expect it, my dear May," said a voice that seemed to float out from behind a dressing curtain.
Suddenly, the curtain parted with a dramatic flare as the voice called out, "Zim zala bim." May looked up to see a man dressed in a turban and a long magician's coat standing in front of the curtain. This was Oscar, Zoroaster, Fadrig, Isaac, Norman, Henkel, Emmanuel, Ambrose, Diggs, otherwise known as the Great Oz.
"Wow, what a get-up," May said.
Oz smiled at his beautiful young assistant. He loved the circus life. It fit his personality to a T. He was never in one place for long, so there was always a new woman to woo or a crowd to please, and more importantly, no ties to bind him. At that moment, Oz was in the process of training May to be a part of the act. While she wasn't the brightest star under the big top, she was infatuated with Oz, and that was all that mattered to him. May giggled at his outfit. He cut quite the figure in his costume. His dark hair curled slightly under a tall black hat, and his broad shoulders filled out the black jacket he wore. Looking over at May, his eyes twinkled mischievously, causing her to giggle even more. Walking over, Oscar removed May's hat. "You won't need this," the magician began. "You'll be playing the simple country girl." Then, with a flourish, he pulled his hand from behind his back to reveal a small music box. "A gift for you," he said, "in honor of your debut. It belonged to my grandmother, a Tsarina from Irkutsk, and a decorated war hero." May cocked her head.
"War hero?" she repeated. "Your grandmother?"
Oz nodded. "She enlisted disguised as a potato farmer. Poor thing died in battle."
"How sad," May said. "Which battle?"
Oz started. May was asking too many questions. This was just another trick on Oz's part. His grandmother wasn't a war hero. It just sounded good and made the ladies fall in love with him that much faster. He quickly racked his brain for an answer.
"Oh, there are so many," he finally said. "You've heard of the Battle of, Kreplach?"
May shook her head. Oz smiled.
"Oh, good. It was the Battle of Kreplach. A bloody skirmish. This box was the only thing to survive."
He opened the music box, and it began to play a lovely tune.